The guru is not a philosopher. The guru must manifest the tangible light in some form in order to be of any service to you whatsoever. And it's not only to be of service to you, for him to be what he is to you. For you to be able to recognize and live the process of guru-disciple. For you to see him as guru, which is fundamental to the process. He has to be guru. He has to manifest reality alive. If he does not, the real spiritual process is not going to take place. Something else will take place. Karmic work will take place. Experience, hearing about interesting things. Manipulating yourself in various ways. Perhaps gaining some nice human qualities. But the spiritual process won't take place. When you have contacted such a one, when you are living as a disciple, when the guru is your condition, the condition of your living from day to day, then it's natural to think of the guru. And to be very busy then second-guessing yourself, correcting yourself, wondering if you should. That's just self-concern again. Understand what you're up to in that case. What is it? It's just reluctance. There is no ambiguity in the approach of the guru to his disciple. Guru means light darkness, the one who shows the light, who shows the truth. The most fundamental form of satsang and of meditation is contemplation of the guru, which contains them. So the guru himself is the communication. The guru himself is the teaching. The guru himself is the truth. This is the highest form of the teaching of the siddhas. But the capacity to live that truth, that mystery, depends on real sadhana. But you are, as a disciple, responsible for that form of meditation to the degree that you are capable of it in any way. Which means to take on the discipline of the guru, to study his teaching, to do what he tells you to do, to observe the conditions, to sit in satsang with him, to be aware of him. And all of this promotes more and more continuous absorption and perfect relationship to the guru, perfect satsang. And as I've said, this relationship between us, this satsang, is the channel, it is the conductor of the light. It is what pulls the light down through the door. It is what opens the door. If satsang becomes perfect, then the process becomes perfect. Contemplation of the guru is at once the simplest and highest form of the teaching, but also the most profoundly difficult. It requires sadhana to be perfected.
I have a question about functioning. I'm not exactly clear in my mind how I want to ask. Does karma prevent the ability to function? Or
karma is the inability to function.
Yes. That's what I mean. I'm not even sure how to ask you the question.
Right. So there is this problem then. The problem is a sense of dilemma. Not solvable, just dilemma. That's the sense that you're always left with. You happen to perceive it in relation to doing things. But this sense of dilemma is fundamental to your state, your usual state. Every individual is fundamentally living this sense of dilemma. Everyone is living life, living functional life as a problem. Everything a person is doing is an attempt towards solution. But all the attempts towards solution are just forms of meditation on the dilemma. So living the conditions of the ashram, living the condition of satsang, first of all intensifies the sense of dilemma, because you're required to function in various ways that intensify your awareness of your ordinary condition. And the crisis of consciousness is always some form or other of the dissolution or breakdown of the fundamental sense of dilemma that you always carry around in you. All of the various conditions that are given you in the ashram serve that crisis. But real sadhana is not to approach this dilemma and trying to heal it. Real sadhana is to approach the guru and understand that you are always meditating on your dilemma and trying to heal it. Until you get to the point where every time you see yourself meditating on this sense of personal limitation and dilemma, you see that you are meditating on this personal sense of limitation and dilemma. And that is all that you are doing. That condition is arising in consciousness at that moment, and you are meditating on it. That's all you're doing, just zeroing in on this sensation, on the various conditions, hour by hour. And you begin to see that that is so, and live satsang instead. You are contracting, live relationship. You are meditating on yourself. Think of the guru. Only by living the condition that is satsang, by understanding your ordinary tendency towards self-meditation, contemplation of dilemma, does the dilemma become obsolete. The principle of sadhana is that the suffering, dilemma, the disturbance, is made obsolete by non-use. It is not overcome by effort. That is not the principle of spiritual life. The principle of spiritual life is non-use, the making of things obsolete. The only truly functional form of sadhana is satsang itself. Satsang is the only way in which your dilemma becomes obsolete, because it is not meditation on your dilemma, it's not trying to transform the self you're always meditating on, and it's not an attempt to not meditate on this dilemma or try to change the self you're meditating on. Satsang is relationship to guru. And if you live the relationship to guru under all these instances of this tendency to contract and meditate on your state and your failure, if you see that that's what you're doing and live satsang in that moment, doing this hour by hour, day by day, eon after eon, life after life, becoming absorbed in the guru, loving the guru, serving the guru, living that condition, you will have no use for that dilemma any longer. It simply will not be functioning, and it will become obsolete, like the appendix has become obsolete in the physical body. Through non-use, it becomes obsolete. So satsang is the principle in which suffering becomes obsolete. And the perfect form of satsang is the life of a devotee, obviously, perfectly absorbed in the guru, but not just in a sort of ding-dong way. Absorbed on every functional level. And the only way you become capable of that is by living the disciplines of spiritual life in the company of guru. But this whole process simply works to make this thing that you're always meditating on and trying to do something about obsolete. So live satsang instead of being concerned in any way about that. And I'm not saying don't be concerned about that. I'm saying live satsang. Live this relationship to me. Neither meditate on it nor try not to meditate on it. Always meditate on me. Always live this condition. Always do the sadhana that I will communicate to you. Always do that, and your concerns as well as the thing itself will dissolve.